Senator Lisa Murkowski is throwing her name into contention for a top GOP leadership job. She's vying to become the Senate Republicans' conference vice chairman. That's fifth and lowest in elected leadership, but would make her the only woman in the group and put her front and center in the party spotlight. It also is considered a gateway to other leadership posts and would signal a fast rise for a senator in office for only 7 years. So far, no one has stepped forward to challenge her. The job is expected to come open because of a domino effect caused by Nevada Senator John Ensign's resignation from his leadership position yesterday. He stepped down as policy committee chairman, but is keeping his Senate seat after announcing he had an extramarital affair with a married female staffer. South Dakota's John Thune wants the open leadership post, and Murkowski's angling for the spot. Thune will likely leave. Murkowski says because this shakeup is happening at an unusual time instead of during the regular post election organizing, there's not a formal way to drum up support.
Senator Thune, in his effort to move to the number four slot, has been doing what I've been doing, which is just making calls to people and saying, hey, I'm interested. And it's probably not a lot more sophisticated than that. You won't be seeing me sporting my Lisa buttons, so.
Murkowski was brought in as an advisor to top Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky in January. At the time, she said she particularly valued the job because it asked for her input, but didn't confine her to speaking with the party voice. However, now Murkowski says after working with the leadership team for half a year, she sees a place for her perspective.
Well, it's nice to be there kind of in this appointed capacity, to have that full support of all of my colleagues in the conference is probably even better. So we'll give it a go.
Senate Republicans will vote next Thursday on who will take the leadership jobs.